You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. So if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. So let me explain. It's actually free. There's a creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor then distributes your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can actually make money from your podcast with no or minimum listenership. So give it a try. This podcast can now be listened to on Pandora Music. You can download the app on any iOS or Android device. Voting isn't just about going to the polls on election day anymore. Options like early voting, mail-in voting, and ballot drop boxes are available to more voters and growing in popularity. How to Vote, a tool created by Democracy Works, breaks down the options your state offers for casting a ballot, empowering you to decide when and where to vote. Democracy Works is committed to helping you vote no matter what, and their tool, How to Vote, does just that. So decide when and where you'll vote this year at howto.vote. Today's episode is sponsored by Ivy Elite Training. Are you looking for online professional workplace training to improve your knowledge, competence, skill, and effectiveness? Then visit www.ivyelitetraining.com. Did you know that a little self-care can go a long way towards improving your attitude? Let's talk about it. Adjusting your attitude can easily make a bad day turn into a great one. As the popular saying goes, attitudes are contagious. So it's best to do everything you need to do to be positive in life. That way, when you're around your friends or family and coworkers, you're not making their day as bad as yours. There are things that you can add to your daily life to improve your attitude. So I'm going to explain some. How important is getting enough sleep? Very. Try setting your alarm to go off about an hour before you need to go to bed. Turn off all electronics and turn down the lights. If you can, avoid eating late. Also, if it helps you to calm down, you can get in bed with a good book. See, getting a full night's sleep is vital to waking up in a good mood. You'll feel energetic and much more willing to start your day off in a positive light. Eating healthy and exercising. Getting adequate exercise is known to release endorphins to the brain. And endorphins are the hormones that are responsible for making you feel happy. An easy way to exercise is to go for a walk. Also, pairing exercise with a healthy meal gets you good results as well. Not only will your attitude improve, but your self-confidence will too. Making sure you stay hydrated is also very important. Dehydration can be responsible for headaches and fatigue and dizziness. These symptoms alone can cause you to act in a very negative manner if you're feeling overwhelmed. So the standard rule of thumb is to drink either half your body weight in ounces in water, or try to drink 8 glasses or 64 ounces of water a day. When you are able, take breaks throughout the day. Use this time to relax and focus on something else that makes you laugh, or you can just sit down and breathe. If you work for yourself, you can try to schedule in 10 to 15 minute breaks at least every 4 hours. So before I give you some more tips, I want you to take a second and just close your eyes and listen to this nice, relaxing music as you take a break. Welcome back, and I hope that you enjoy the couple of minutes of just sitting back and with your eyes closed and listening to some calm and relaxing music. That's actually an example of how you can take a break during the day. So let's continue. So asking for help can be challenging for some people, but you should never be afraid to ask. Ask your friends and family to help you out every now and then to relieve some of the pressure of your everyday tasks. More than likely, they'll be happy to help you. Now, if you're finding it hard to take care of yourself, don't be afraid to seek professional support. Remember, there is no health without mental health. Learning to say no is something that I talked about in a previous episode, but I am going to bring it up again because it's very important. If you're overwhelmed, too busy, or just don't want to do something, saying no is perfectly fine. You actually have permission to do so. Taking on too much work or doing things that you don't want to do leads to poor quality work and some unhappy people. Don't do that to yourself. Get in the habit of keeping everything scheduled, and that way you can easily look at your calendar and say, no, that date doesn't work for me. And the last tip is to decompress. It's important for you to take time out each day to relax. So you can feel free to adjust these ideas to your own individual needs, and remember to make it simple. Some people find great comfort in knowing that they can take care of themselves, get away, and practice self-care without guilt because it's something that they have a right to do. Remember, you have that right. Stay safe and be well. Thank you.